Will our week of having fantasy fans in studio each day for a whole week be suck week, or did we get decent last-minute entries? We won't know till tonight at midnight, actually. That's when the deadline is. We've kind of I've said it both ways that it was that the deadline is midnight last night and midnight tonight. It is midnight tonight, the deadline for the fantasy show. And all you have to do is make a video telling us why you want to be on the show. Obviously, the more clever it is, the more we will project what it'd be like to have you standing there.
Right.
If you're an interesting, compelling person, there's a good chance you could, you know, win this thing. Why would you want to? Well, I mean, you're on the radio for a day. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of exciting. It could launch into something new for you.
You can make over.
And plus, there are some surprises that we have not told you about that will happen during Fantasy Week that will make this even a bigger fantasy for those true fans of Kid Craddock and more.
But you got to be a true fan.
You got to be a true fan. Sure. That's criteria number one.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, by midnight, get your video in. You just have to post it on YouTube or any video hosting site, or just upload it from your computer to our computer, kidnation.com.
And send us the link, right?
KIDDnation.com. Yeah, if you upload it, we don't need the link. You can just, I mean, tell us it's uploaded and it's right there.
Right.
You can go to Kid Nation and search the fantasy fans. We are going to be watching your comments, and if somebody's crazy about one of them, that's probably going to make a difference for us. Each of us on the show will pick one fantasy fan.
There's a few good ones on there, too.
And that's five for the week. Shannon picks one, JC, Kelly, Al, and myself.
How many do we have now, Shannon, altogether? Do you know?
I have no idea. There's a lot.
There's plenty
they
now.
We really came through yesterday.
We got rid of that rule. You have to have 100 friends. You just have to have an account on Kid Nation. If you have that, you're all set.
Cool. Yeah.
That's it. All right, so let's keep the news going.
Hi.
Ready for you.
Another triple-digit day today. The high expected to hit 101. It's 83 now at 703. Local paramedics say their calls to treat heat exhaustion are picking up. I'll give you details after traffic with Michael Black.
From the North Texas Honda Dealers.com traffic, Michael Blake with Kiss FM traffic, brought to you by the Texas Lottery.
Another 100. That's all I got. How'd you like that?
Play Mega Millions all in one place.
106.1 Kiss FM.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
I just don't understand why the boobies have to be so
ginormous.
It's like Eddie Murphy dressing up like a woman, which he does pretty much in every movie.
It's like I got my butt on my chest.
Okay.
Or something like that.
It's Random Man. Kid Craddock in the morning. 106.1. This is Kiss FM.
KHKS. Denton, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Sign up for Kid Nation and become a fantasy fan. Details at kidlive.com. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I've got an email address I need to hear from you this morning if you want to text me or, you know, through email or whatever. Here's my question. What did you do that was so obvious to get yourself out of jury duty? Because Andrew today, our video guy, is called for jury duty. And it's bad because when you miss a lot of, if you miss a lot of your work, we're only on for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And if you miss that, you know, it's bad. It's not good. Although I do believe you should serve your country and never stop anybody from going, you know.
Right, right.
Do your duty as a citizen. But Andrew's wearing a shirt today that says, I make stuff up. Is that a guy you want on your jury? He thinks he won't be and thinks he'll be back to work tomorrow.
I think they are used to seeing those little
people
shirts. Try to pull his ploys, you know.
So what did you try to do, and what was your technique to get out, and did it work or did it backfire? Kid@theplanet.com, K-I-D-D. @theplanet.com. Best story, win something. Shannon will come up with a cool prize pack. Might have something to do with Heidi from the hills. I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe a vice presidential seal from Heidi.
Oh,
be
sweet.
Because cool, Spencer wants her to be vice president. So Andrew is trying to get this girl to believe that he's British, and he's going to talk to her for the first time. So with Jack, who's been teaching him how to speak British.
Trying.
Unsuccessfully, I would say, so far.
But pretty much, he just can't complete full sentences, which is a bit of a problem.
So you had him call just some random businesses in London and try to pass himself off as a Londoner and get advice on how to deal with his hot girlfriend,
Sarah.
Sarah.
Yep.
Let's call the butcher shop.
Nice.
Bull, let's just let Jack be Andrew.
Boom.
Let's just let Jack be Andrew.
All right.
Do you mind, Jack?
No, I'll do it.
And then you just tell her the truth.
But then, yeah.
But,
and then tell her.
We have to do it today.
Okay.
While Andrew's gone.
Deal.
Because you are going to get Andrew into so much trouble.
Okay.
Let's do, let's like make up stuff that's so outrageous that Andrew has to keep it up in the chat room later.
I like it.
If you have a list of things that we can tell her about Andrew, he's going to be Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Like things about his past or his special skill set, things that he can do, things that he's done in his life.
He's in medical school.
Uh-huh. Things like that.
Bodybuilder. Yeah.
Bodybuilder.
Yeah. Mr. Messrs.
She's seen a picture.
Yeah, but come on. You could kind of tell from the...
My grandfather was eccentric billionaire Howard Hughes. Something like that.
Yeah.
He's part of the royal family.
I'm a prince.
He started a musical, stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's got seven kids.
I was married to a playmate of the year. Something like that.